Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast, presented by Dr. Joey McDonald.
The scripture this morning is from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verses 12 through 18, and I am reading from the New International Version. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the others, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this holy word.
Pray with me if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. Jewish Testament is everything from creation stories to the giving of the law in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 18, to the breach of the law in chapter 32, to here in chapter 24, 12 to 18, which is the story of Moses on the mountain in the presence of God for 40 days and 40 nights. It's important that we understand that the numerology and the phrasing is important. It isn't 40 days and 40 nights on accident. It commemorates the Lenten experience, which coincides with the Exodus experience of 40 years of wandering in the desert. This passage is said to be the ratification of the covenant. The covenant would be broken in chapter 32 and then reaffirmed in chapter 37. It is both the cycle of life within the church and the hope that sacred scripture holds for believers, that we tell and retell these stories. Dr. Joseph Campbell, in his landmark text, The Power of Myth, speaks of the power of stories. From the myths, for him, the myths explained life, culture, human existence, and meaning. They always have the ring of truth. When we hear the word myth, we assume falsehood, and that's, scholars don't believe that way. In faith, we tell the story of God at work in faith to make sense of life. We're about to enter Lent, where some people take on things and some people give up things. I'm one of those that grew up with a mother who started her life as a Catholic, and every one of her children had to give up something. And I tried to give up Brussels sprouts, which I hated as a child. My mother would hear none of it. I had to give up peanut butter and soda pop and ice cream and all those sacraments of my young life. And not just Monday through Friday. I have since found out that some people who grew up Catholic were allowed on weekends to eat the things they had given up. That was never the case for me. So we come to this time of Lent, of contemplation, and think about this Exodus story. What would it be like to be up on the mountain with the Creator of the world? It certainly would bring inspiration. We know that from the failure of the Israelites, that it took time and space and effort for them to find their way. And so it is with us as moderns. Fred Buechner is a noted writer, and in one of his texts, he writes about good news. Good news is simply bringing the good word, and in faith, that's Jesus. But he says, before it is good news, it is simply news. Think of that. I think that's why we tell and retell these ancient sacred texts, lest we hear it anew. We hear a new story. Every now and then that will happen for me. I'm not one of those controlling people that insists that only one version of the Bible be used. I never tell the people who are going to read Scripture that they can only use one version, the version that I'm using. I tend to use the Oxford Annotated Version, and I'll tell you why, honestly. It has some wonderful cheat notes that I use, and that's the annotation part. Because every time I hear a text read, I'm liable to hear something anew, something different. So, whether it's news or good news, it begins simply as a word that we're called to recall and retell. Dr. Fred Craddock, a late professor of preaching at Emory University, or Candler Theological School, which is on the campus of Emory University, a good Methodist school in Atlanta, talks about his emergence as a noted authority on story preaching. He didn't come to it until he was a mature pastor, because for him the word story meant not telling the truth. He recalled his mother saying, "Now, Fred, don't story me," meaning don't tell me stories, tell me the truth. And yet, as he left this planet, he was the noted teacher of many on what it means to tell their stories, to tell the story of God at work in life. And to do that, you have to understand the sociology behind the text. One of my favorite professors in graduate school was Dr. Rolf Kinnearum, who was a noted historian on redaction theory and I would say story. He would say it differently. He would say Sitzenleben, which simply means the situation in life. He said, in order to understand the text in all its vitality, we have to remember how people struggled to get their faith right. He was a tough professor, but I'm still imagining his strong voice and I'd say equally strong presence as a professor, reminding us how important it is to understand who people intended to read the text, what the life situation of those people in the text were, and how it impacted the community, not just spiritually, but socially. In an article in the Daily News, I think 3 days ago now, Soraya Dean remembered with very vivid thought the day of September 11th, 2007, picking up her then young son from school in Woodland Hills. As he got in the car, his voice began to break, and he said, "Mom," he actually said, "Mommy, are we terrorists? She says, that's when I decided circumstances don't have to define who you are. As a devout Muslim woman, she has spent the time since September 11, 2007 until now, speaking on behalf of her faith and as a woman within that faith tradition, what it means to give voice to who you are and what you're about, so that people might know that your faith comes from love, not from fear. She began to speak faith and action in the community, and she does so today. She knew that she had a story to tell and found a way to tell it. Each of us here has stories to tell. You've heard me tell some of mine. I'm going to share a little bit about another portion of story. We opened with Source and Sovereign, Rock and Cloud. It's a beautiful hymn, one of my favorites, and I know it's not most anybody else's favorite. Jeff allows me to sing this because he will open his beautiful voice and drag us through it. I want to tell you the story behind the story. Dr. Thomas Troeger and Dr. Carol Duran wrote that 30 years ago. And the same year they wrote it, I was at a preaching conference where they shared some of their music that I then did not know would wind up in our hymnal, but I love the music. They have three hymns in our hymnal. No, they are not Methodist, though they teach at a Methodist graduate school. I just fell in love with it. Now, I need to confess that I am a hack musician at best. If you stand me next to a tenor, I'll sing like a tenor. If you stand me next to an alto, I'll sing like an alto, which means I'm a pretty decent mimic most of the time. The reason I think I love that is because I happened to be in a place where that preaching conference was pivotal for me. I was still learning how to do preaching. I don't know whether you ever fully figure it out. At least for me, that's not true. But Troeger was a good preacher, but he was also soulful. And that's what struck me about this, that he and Duran had crafted this modern interpretation of what it means to love God and share that love of God. The middle hymn was, O God, our help in ages past. 398 years ago, it was penned by Isaac Watts. Think of that. How can you put a 400-year-old hymn with a 30-year-old hymn? Well, you can do it if you think it's the right thing to do. I know that Isaac Watts' hymn still speaks to me just as much as the Troeger and Duran hymn. What stories do you have to tell? What inspires your heart in terms of faith? We're coming into this season we know as Lent. For some, it is a giving up. For some, it is a taking on. And for some, it's a time of contemplation, a time of reading and rereading things that have touched our hearts and minds over time and space. I can joke now about giving up Brussels sprouts as a child. Now it would be easier for me to give up candy than it would be for me to give up Brussels sprouts, because not just because I value Brussels sprouts, something happened and my taste changed. The people knew that God was accessible. That's why Moses went up the mountain. He knew God was accessible. Accessible in ways unimagined. And I tell you, God is just as accessible now, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's bothering us in the news, no matter what Facebook or email or bad news or fake news, if you need to hear that word, is going on. God is accessible. God's story is both worth hearing and telling, now and always. Not everybody wants to stand in front of people and blather. I do this because I have this unique calling. And frankly, I don't know whether you're doing lunch or your laundry right now. I'm hoping the Spirit moves you to figure it out. I stand up here and try to tell something about my story, not in order to aggrandize my life. My life's pretty darn ordinary. But I do this just in case God might use whatever it is I'm saying to touch a heart that needs to know that you're loved, that God needs you, that God loves you, that God has a story for you and wants to share it. May it ever be so. Amen.